I miss the Xbox 360 era so bad. You had the Wii, the 3DS. Nintendo was cooking on interactive handhelds and mobile gaming. Then you had Xbox 360 battling with the PS3, dropping banger after banger games nearly every other week. There were so many games available that you were buying them and not even getting the chance to take them out of the plastic because you were still in the middle of something else. There were massive first-party games, but moreover, even the games that weren't first-party were outstanding, fun, and fresh. This era saw and created more legacy franchises that thrived than anything we've seen since. Gears of War, God of War 3, Halo 3, ODST, Reach, Crackdown, Fable 2, World at War, Uncharted, Mass Effect, Dragon Age, BioShock Infamous, Last of Us Portal, and actually so many more that I just don't have the time to name, but you let me know in the comments what games from this era was your favorite. And that brings us to today. That brings us to now, where we are constantly covering the flops and follies made by stupid-ass studios that make awful games for hundreds of millions of dollars that are either shipped buggy and broken, requiring patches galore, or created for our mystical unicorn target market, and like a unicorn, that market they want just doesn't exist. In just the last month, I've covered Alan Wake 2, hasn't broken even, cost $75 million to make, Concord, colossal failure that will cost Sony more than $200 million when the dust settles, Star Wars Outlaws, an open-world AAA Star Wars game that performed so poorly in the marketplace, a proxy war is on the verge of breaking out over Ubisoft. And if it wasn't enough, if watching studios from all over the world own goals so hard to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars, now we see Sony themselves come out to unveil the legendary PlayStation 5 Pro. $700. The video game industry is run by morons. Hello, my friends, and welcome to The Pondering. I am the real-life fake wizard. This video brings you any value at all, I invite you to subscribe to this channel, where we're posting new videos nearly every day. So Sony releases Concord, pulls it off the market, offering refunds to buyers, taking a black eye in the greatest live service video game failure ever, then a week later sees the release of Astrobot, a cute platformer that has all the elements you've seen in 3D platformers before, but hyper fine tunes them to the point where it's a near perfect game. Like, we're so back. This game is great. And instead of riding the wave of that success, they do a press conference for another PlayStation 5 after we just got the skinny PlayStation 5 last holiday season. No one asked for this. No one wants this, especially to the tune of $700. Okay, so what are you getting that $700? Well, even Sony doesn't know if it can guarantee the upgrades it's claiming. You don't get a disc drive anymore. You don't even get a vertical stand. You need to buy the disc drive and vertical stand separate. Oh, but the Pro has AI upscaling and ray tracing and things you get on PC gaming, but at a lower budget. So $700 is better than several thousand to buy a gaming PC, right? Yeah, I guess I could agree with that. Except Sony has already been on record saying that the PlayStation 5 is in the later stage of its life cycle after a bad sales quarter. So how am I supposed to take your offer seriously when you've already said this system is going to be obsolete soon and I'll have to buy a PlayStation 6? In a time where new games are not only still dropping on day one for the PlayStation 4, but also being backtracked to be compatible with the PlayStation 4, what is the reality here? What are we doing? The fact that studios are still publishing on the PlayStation 4 tells me there's not enough available customers who use the PlayStation 5, which indicates that sales on the PlayStation 5 are lower than they'd have liked. Also, the fact that developing games costs more than ever before, you might as well port games like Jedi Survivor to the PlayStation 4 in order to generate more sales. You didn't have that problem on the Xbox 360 and PS3. You didn't even have that problem on the PlayStation 4 or the Xbox One. Once studios knew that players had the newer systems, they discontinued publishing on the outdated models. So on top of all that, Sony thinks that the marketplace desires to buy a $700 console. Okay, if you just bought a PlayStation 5 last holiday season, like me, why would you care to buy another one now for even more money? Gaming is not cheap. It has never been. But it's more challenging to buy games and consoles now because the cost of living is so much higher than before. Like, I don't understand. Who is this for? If you already have a PlayStation 5, then you're playing a PlayStation 5. Does AI upscaling matter that much? Does it matter $700 worth of upgrading? I'm sure there are a few of you in the comments who will scream at me, yes it does. But understand, you are a minority in the marketplace. The average person is either in the user base already or not. And a $700 console is not an entry price point for new users. And those who aren't in the user base looking for those ray tracing and special features are gonna look at this, look at the facts and claims that the PlayStation 5 is ending its life cycle soon, and they're gonna go, okay, I'm gonna save a few more weeks and I'll just get a gaming PC. You can get a Costco bundle on Black Friday for $2,000 and that shit will be a rocket ship that lasts forever. And you can upgrade a PC forever. Well, what kind of upgrades does the $700 console get? Oh, the disk drive for $80 that should have been built into the $700 system. That upgrade? And that transitions us into the discussion that Sony and Microsoft are desperate for you to stop buying discs because they want you bought into their subscription services. And then you get companies like Ubisoft saying, customers need to get comfortable not owning their games. Well, believe me, Ubisoft, I'm sure we're all fine not spending $110 on generic Ubisoft 7 The Schlurpo Cometh. Uh-oh, too soon? But no, distributors want you subscribed to their live services because it gives them control and ownership. This is not only a negative to the consumer, but it's anti-art. Did you know that there are games now from previous eras that cost hundreds of dollars, if not more, because of discontinued licensing? And because those licenses ended, you can no longer find those games. Transformers, Marvel, even Godzilla from the PlayStation 4 costs upwards of $200 to $300, all because licenses ended and those games no longer have any digital downloads anywhere. So the only way you can access that media now is through the physical editions of the game, which also means when everything goes fully digital and you only have a subscription service because you're not buying games anymore, once those licenses go away, so does the game forever. This is certainly a serious topic worth a full video on its own, but Sony certainly plays into the narrative of reducing your access to physical media by stripping the console of a disc drive, only to sell it back to you for $80. Not that it would matter much anyway, because PlayStation 5 has hardly any exclusive games anyway. Look at this list of guaranteed games to get special treatment with the PlayStation 5 Pro. Horizon Forbidden West, and you get better hair and skin in cinematics. Spider-Man 2, you get better detail on trees and procedural cars. On Demon Souls, we see no specific enhancements outlined. How thrilling. I'm all in. What about the other third-party games like Alan Wake 2 or Final Fantasy? Yeah, wonderful. Games that already played wonderfully on the skinny PlayStation 5 from last year look unnoticeably or fractionally different. That's worth $700. And it also triggers the point again. If that's what matters to you, if the ray tracing and this upscaling is what matters, the PC gaming becomes a better option. Ragnarok is coming to PC this month. Final Fantasies are all going to PC. Alan Wake 2 is on PC. Hogwarts is on PC. Horizon is on PC, and that's a first-party title too. I do not see an upside to buying this console, and I think Sony has made a critical error releasing this information now after taking such a massive loss to Concord. But don't worry. I'm sure Xbox and Microsoft will find a fantastic way to squander this opportunity too. Because you want to talk about bad leadership, look no further than Phil Spencer. And that's a shame, because I really like Phil Spencer, the guy, the man. I believe he absolutely means well, and I like the guy personally, but I can't stand his business decisions. The Xbox One was terribly managed, and the Xbox Series X is an embarrassment. I bought a Series S on launch day because I was bamboozled by the Bethesda buyout, but all that got me was Starfield, which was, well, boring! Gears of War turned to shit. Fable 4 looks horrendous. Crackdown 3 was embarrassing. Halo isn't nearly what it once was. Avowed is going to be 30 FPS to make sure it doesn't overheat the Xbox Series S. I'm curious to see how Indiana Jones is going to do with sales, but considering even as an Indiana Jones fan, I have zero desire to play this game, I can only imagine how everyone else feels. Oh, and Hellblade 2 is maybe 45 minutes long. And I know before you come into the comments, there are many studios involved on these projects. It's unfair to blanket all the blame on Phil, but let's be real. Xbox owns or has a critical say in what happens in the studios that make all those games. But don't worry, guys, Nintendo is going to come in swinging with the Switch too, right? And we'll get another 15 or more years of the same Mario, Zelda, and of course, Pokemon, which specifically won't do a damn thing to make the game run or look any better. Scarlet and Violet may have sold 25 million units, but that game was disgusting to look at and borderline unplayable. But okay, Nintendo, I didn't really like Scarlet and Violet. Can I play the original games on my Switch? No, you can't. Well, why can't I? Screw you, that's why. Nintendo, I will literally give you $70 cash money right now for red, blue, yellow, gold, silver. Cash money.
No. No.
Okay, well, I guess I'll play the emulations then. Friends, I'm aware that this rant is going to piss off a lot of you. That's okay. There might be diehard Sony, Xbox, Nintendo fans, insufferable PC Master Race people in the comments. That's fine. You're not going to change my mind, I'm not going to change your mind, and I'm not trying to. That's not the point of this video. I'm not saying one is better than the other. I don't give a damn about stats and GPU and processor horsepower. I care about gaming as a medium, a creative outlet, and a business. My point is, and something you should actively be considering, is no matter which of these companies you vouch for, they're all run by human beings, and those human beings are flawed and stupid. I don't care what system you play on. I just care that you can. I also care that games cost too much to make, are unsatisfying in the modern era, and require copious dollars of investment to get access to. A $70 price tag for a game that disappoints you because it was made by devs who have zero creativity in them on a system that costs $700 because the suits are trying to squeeze every penny out of you is absolutely absurd. The PlayStation 5 Pro might be for you. Great. Enjoy it. Your money, your choice. But from an objective position, Sony just showed they're more interested in milking their loyal fan base than delivering real value. My friends, I want to thank you for joining me for this pondering video. If you would please like the video. If you're new here and want to see more of me, subscribe to this channel. And until next time, create, innovate, inspire, and for the love of God, cancel Disney Plus. Goodbye.